asteriști, nu că la noapte boxele astea nu da. Rog vecinii să mă ierte că nu știu prea bine ce fac. Băieții pe jos, iar fetele pe val. Toată lumea e cu mâinile în aer, băi, cred că așa e normal. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac. Vreau un poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine scând o serenadă și te iau la val.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled inside of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get this evening's night of blues associates, hits, and affiliates started off, we're going to jump to a blues affiliate. This is Nina Simone playing a song which resonates across all provinces and all territories and all states of the United States. This is a song for the times, a song very relevant for today's struggles. This is Nina Simone's Mississippi Goddamn. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mississippi Goddamn is our last tune. We had some requests for it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. They keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Do so.
Washing the windows.
Do so.
Picking the cotton.
Do so.
We're just plain rotten.
Do so.
We're too damn lazy.
Do so.
I think it's crazy.
Do so.
Try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
Do so.
Desegregation.
Do so.
Mass participation.
Do so.
Unification.
Do so.
Do things gradually.
Do so.
Bring more tragedy.
Do so.
Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it?
Welcome back. Oh, super sorry about that. We had a bit of a weird delay thing kind of going on with the microphone. Just kind of fix that right now. Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should be 9.05 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT-FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal. And what you just heard was a song for the times of the struggles of the black community right now. This was a song that's immortalized, of course, and even though written from the time of the 60s and the great upheaval and great changes of that time, it's still a song that resonates with the struggles of today. This was a song by Nina Simone titled Mississippi Goddamn. To those of our, weekly and serialized listeners, you might have recalled from my last show that I promised to you that we're going to be playing you some blues hits and associates and affiliates, stuff particularly from the Alan Lomax archives, stuff from Voices of the Mississippi Delta, and stuff from the Mount Zion and resources from the Mount Zion Memorial Fund. So I have delivered for you. To get started with this, I guess, if you want to call it that, this kind of academic kind of blues sesh where we're going to go and check out some of the work that academics have been doing with the blues and their collections and their recordings and field recordings and play them for you right now. You can call it, I guess, our school session, if you want to call that, our school blues session, if you want to call it that. Yeah. To get things started off, we're going to jump to some of the stuff and resources from the Mount Zion Memorial Fund. Now, if you recall, I've often cited this as a really invaluable source for blues information, for blues enthusiasts, and people who are just interested in the blues in general and the stories and the history behind it. I just wanted to read a bit off their website for your listeners out there. You can all find this if you just Google up the Mount Zion Memorial Fund. You can check out their website and they have it all there. For a bit of context, the Mount Zion Memorial Fund was named after Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church outside Morgan City, Mississippi, founded in 1909. It was organized in 1989 by Raymond Skip Henderson, and the fund memorialized the contributions of numerous musicians interred in rural cemeteries without grave markers, serving as a conduit to provide financial support to black church communities and cemeteries in the Mississippi Delta. The Mount Zion Memorial Fund erected 12 memorials to blues musicians over a 12-year period from 1990 to 2001. So they've got tons and tons of memorials, stuff for like Bo Carter, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Memphis Minnie, and others, like big, big names, including like Elmore James, stuff like musicians that you've heard on this show. So I do recommend, if you're interested in the blues and if you want to help contribute to the preservation of the blues and that heritage, please consider donating to this foundation. Just to kind of showcase the work that they do, we're going to go to one of their latest projects, that is regarding the headstone for a certain Jim Jackson. Now, Jim Jackson was a hill country blues musician who is most famous for recording Kansas City blues, and he's buried in Hernando, a small Mississippi town some 20 miles south of Memphis, where, according to the website, where the sun shines over the fields and it is mercilessly hot. In the early 1900s, African Americans moved from one farm to another sharecropping, and Saturday night came as a relief after 6 long days of hard work in the cotton fields. Singers and guitarists provided in the past, and to some extent today, the music for dances and fish fries, and that often went until dawn on a Sunday. A musical style developed in the adjoining counties of DeSoto, Tate, and Marshall. His playing was a gentle but rhythmically solid kind of blues, the singing having much in common with the field holler, old field hollers. Ideal for dancing, it later became very popular in the medicine shows that toured the whole of the South. The reason for its popularity and its diffusion was probably the dominating influence of a single musician, Frank Stokes. He was born in Senatobia, a few miles south of Hernando, and frequently played around there, often accompanied by Dan Sane, whose guitar provided a rhythmic backdrop for Stokes' playing and singing. Sometime around the beginning of this century, Stokes moved a few miles north to Memphis, as did a large number of blacks from his home area. Nevertheless, he often returned to the place in which he grew up to see old friends and to play for and with them. Among the bluesmen who followed in his steps were Garfield Akers and Joe Calicut from Nesbitt in DeSoto County, and Jim Jackson and Robert Wilkins, who both came from Hernando. Stokes' influence on these men is particularly evident in the work of Akers and Calicut, who played together for many years, creating a two-guitar sound very close to that of Stokes and Sane. Now, Jim Jackson and Robert Wilkins later moved to Memphis as well, and all of them played in the gambling halls all along Beale Street, at parties and Sunday suppers given by white folks, and on the medicine show platforms. For those of you who don't know, medicine shows, you've probably seen them in the movies, or when those folks in the western towns kind of come by in a caravan and they play on, put on like a little bit of a, like kind of like a little mini circus or I guess talent show, and there's all to sell like some kind of like radical, miraculous cure that will cure all ills, or like snake oil kind of stuff. To carry on, these shows toured all the rural areas of the South as well, setting up tents and dispensing concoctions based on alcohol with a few additions to give them a medicinal flavor. Jim Jackson traveled extensively with different medicine shows from about 1915 until the early 30s. He started working with the Silas Greens and Abby Sutton shows, and for a long time traveled with the Rabbit Foot Minstrels, one of the largest groups. Apart from singing, he danced and told jokes, helping to sell the medicine that was guaranteed to do you good. He is recalled as having toured with the Red Rose Minstrel Show all over the South. In 1928, he was joined by Speckled Red, with whom on one occasion he recorded. According to Furry Lewis, he says, "I used to hear about him down in Grenville. He used to travel with the medicine shows, you know. I played with Jim Jackson, you know. He could pick up a guitar just like I did. Sometimes just us two were playing together. Jim Jackson has been dead for about 30 years ago. I couldn't tell you if he was 2 or 3 years older than younger than I was. We was about the same age." According to Gus Cannon, "I was at the same recording session as Jim Jackson when he cut Kansas City Blues. We used to play together in Memphis in the streets and in medicine shows. Sometimes he would play with Frank Stokes too. The people who recorded Jim didn't allow me to play with him on the records. He was from Hernando." So a lot of folks remember this guy, but the problem is, especially with a lot of old blues musicians, is that they kind of get lost into the strands of time, in a sense, and also because of shitty record deals from crappy managers and also record companies trying to screw over black folks. And as a result, a lot of his records went missing for quite a while, and were relatively like any royalties that came from that did not go to the artist. And as a result, like much of the blues musicians you've heard on this channel, on this show, they couldn't afford proper graves, or their graves went unkept, and they were lost. Quite frankly, they were lost into the woods. But luckily, thanks to the work of the good old Mount Zion Memorial Foundation, they've been resurrecting these graves, giving them the proper burial and the treatment and the respect that they deserve. So to kind of go on with that, and just so you can get a taste of this guy we've been talking about, that is Jim Jackson, we're going to play you some of his tracks. And of course, the one that has been quite frequently cited in my big long spiel, this is Jim Jackson and his track from 1927, Kansas City Blues. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Down Beale, I'm looking for this woman. They call Lucille. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved, baby. Honey, why they don't lie you? The Mississippi River, so long, deep and wide, I can see my good girl standing on the other side. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved, baby. Honey, why they don't lie you? Down Van, I'm looking for the woman. They call Lizzie Mann. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved to Kansas City. She done moved, baby. Honey, why they don't lie you? If you don't like my features, don't shake my tree. I ain't after your woman, man. She's after me. We gon' move to Kansas City. girl in Texas and two in Tennessee. But the women here in this town, Lord, takes on over me. We gon' move to Kansas City. I'm gon' move to Kansas City. We gon' move, baby. Now, honey, why did don't lie you? I'm gonna tell all of you men what we mustn't do. Don't ever love one woman like she thinks she loves you. She'll call you honey, she'll call you pie, and she'll let things get a loose, Lord, on a fly. Then she'll move to Kansas City. Then she'll move to Kansas City. Then she'll move, baby. Now, honey, why did don't John Green, former bank robber from Bowling Green. They put him in jail and he stayed 3 days. Late last night he made it to their way. He's long gone from old Kentucky. He's long gone. Wasn't he lucky? He's long gone. What I mean, he's long gone from Bowling Green. He's long gone from old Kentucky. He's long gone. Wasn't he lucky? He's long gone. What I mean, long gone from Bowling Green. They sent for the high chair to bring him back. Went and put the fleet hounds on his track. The doggone fleet hound lost his scent, and nobody knows where Long John went. He's long gone from old Kentucky. He's long gone. Wasn't he lucky? He's long gone. What I mean, he's long gone from Bowling Green. I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same. If you'd seen him running them boys by my, you'd swore that he wasn't lame. So he stopped in the woods, catches wind. I heard the speech crack and a lead out again. I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same. One day a circus came to town with three saddles while it could be. A one-legged man by the name of Jones, we went to see the street parade. But just as we reached that circus ground, I heard somebody say, you better be mighty particular, cause the line done got away. But then I grabbed my hat, for home my belly flew. But when I got there, my one-legged friend said, Jim, I'm right here with you. He said, I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same. Said if you'd seen him running the fight by my, you swore that he wasn't lame. Say he stopped in the woods, catch his wind. I heard a stick crack and a lit out again. I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same. If you'd seen him running the white by my, you'd swore that he wasn't lame. They stopped in the woods, catch his wind. I heard the stick crack and I lay down again. I ain't gonna tell you how I got here, but I got here just the same, yeah.
Loved a woman and she would not treat you right. She would keep you lovesick each day and night. But I love a woman that really won't treat me right. I can't sleep at night. She takes my appetite. That woman and the good Lord know I do. I wish some of you boys would tell me what to do. Loving, I ain't gonna love no more.
Time round about now on your dial should read 9:22 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. In that last set from, I guess, inspired by the work and really excellent restorative dedication of the Mount Zion Memorial Fund, the last two tracks you heard in that Jim Jackson set was Long Gone, followed by just recently Lovesick Blues. To get things going, I figured, keep going on this vein with Jim Jackson. After all, as you heard just moments ago, he did play quite extensively with Frank Stokes. I think to give you a bit of a sample of what maybe that night could have sounded like, I'm going to play for you a Frank Stokes number. This is I Got Mine. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Against my will, I lost every penny that I had in my pocket for the greenback dollar bill. I turned my head, getting to shake my shoulders, thinking I was way behind. But just as I jumped in the kitchen door, boys, I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Standing around here trying to get some good eat all the time. Ever since then, I've been living high, but living over chicken and wine. Said I belong. Should've knocked down the side of us. I got mine. Now when the taker was brought in, tell me people all began to grin. Now think about the good time they all would have. They couldn't say exactly when. So the man grabbed the taker right by the neck, but I swung on by. He might thought he had the whole file in gone, but I got mine. I got mine, boys. I got mine. Around here trying to get some good eat all. I've been living off of chicken and wine. Said I belong to the grab side of us. I got mine. Said I went off to wake early one morning. That's something that never did suit me. While I beam through the crack back and my old lady sitting on some other man's knee. Snatched off a bale and wrapped across her head and he jumped up and cried. How you been fighting your lady, dog on your soul? But I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. I ran here trying to get something to eat all the time. Said ever since that I've been living, I've been living over chicken and wine. Said I belong to the knockdown society, but I got mine. I went went uptown to a little crap game. As the mother police mud bag. The man looked at me, never cracked a smile. I couldn't get this fella to a leg. So he threw the dice out on the floor. And the thing got fine like nine. But just as the police jumped in the back door, Lord, I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Around here trying to get some good eat all the time. Since I've been living, I've been living off of chicken and wine. Said I belong that knocked down the side, but I got
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should be 9:33 p.m. Once again, you've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was Johnny Winter's I'm Yours and I'm Hers. A fun trivia about that song in particular, that was a song that the Rolling Stones also covered at their live Hyde Park concert back in the 60s because it was Brian Jones's favorite song prior to he died. After that was When My Man Comes Home by Brittany Howard and Ruby Amofu. Is Amonfu. Brittany Howard, of course, is from the Alabama Shakes, and Ruby Amonfu has actually done a lot of work on Jack White's records, on his solo records. This particular cut was taken, I don't know if you've heard of the Blue Room session. So Third Man Records has this cool kind of, this room, which is literally just a blue room, keeping in vibe with Jack White's obsession with block colors that kind of take out the space. He has this room where they do a recording session, right? Where artists from all kinds of genres come in and cut like a single, and this has resulted in their Blue Room series, which they have for sale in the Third Man Record store. They've got lots of artists from there, from all the way to the 5, 6, 7, 8s. Of course, Brittany Howard. I think they got Tenacious D on there as well. All kinds of artists have come in and done it. So it's a really cool series. It's all up on YouTube, I reckon, too. So you can go and listen to it there, too. But it's a really cool series and a really cool track, I'm sure you can agree. To keep the tunes rolling, to keep the songs going, we're going to talk about, I guess, siblings in blues and in music, for that matter, you know. I'm sure all of us can name off a few siblings that have been in the record industry together. Like, of course, there's the Beach Boys. There's, of course, Oasis, for better or for worse. Sorry about that. The mic seems to be peeking out a bit. We said Oasis. All kinds of duos who have worked together. Now, one duo in the blues sense is, of course, regarding particularly to jump blues, is the Liggins brothers. So, of course, you got Jimmy Liggins and you've got Joe Liggins. So, Joe Liggins actually got his start in the record industry playing a lot sooner than his brother Jimmy. Jimmy was a boxer, for that matter. Joe has had a different kind of vibe to the whole business of the fact, as a matter of fact. Joe, as you will hear, his tunes are a lot more mellower, much more chiller. a lot more, like, I guess, more in time with the swing influences of jump blues, versus Jimmy Liggins, his brother, who got into the industry relatively late after his boxing career, and he took up the guitar as opposed to his brother Joe, who played the piano. Now, Jimmy, his stuff, that's some pretty wild, wild stuff. I'm not going to lie. Even though Jimmy didn't get the same amount of respect and fame as his brother Joe did, I got to say, I am more of a Jimmy Liggins fan than I am a Joe Liggins fan. But I'll let you be the decide between the two brothers. So to get things started off, we're going to go with Jimmy first, of course, because it's my favorite. It's my show, so I'm going to play my favorite. Jimmy Liggins, he's going to take us off between this brother set. This is Jimmy Liggins' track, Going Down with the Sun. Hope you dig. Here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I'm thinking about you, baby. Days are past and gone. Yes, every day I'm thinking about you, baby. Days are past and gone. Such sad memories. Going down with the sun. Yes, my life is dark and dreary. Troublous days I ain't got none. Yes, my life is dark and dreary. Troublous days I ain't got none. I got a heart full of pain, and I'm going down with the sun. True friends, I ain't got none. It's a miserable old feeling. I'm going down with the sun. That woman
tired of being alone. Gotta find me a woman, tired of being alone. If I can't find what I want, yeah, I keep rambling on. Gotta find me a woman, tired of being alone. If I can't find what I want, yet I'll keep rambling on.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:45 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last three tracks you just heard in that set was, of course, Ramblin' Blues by Joe Liggins, followed by Going Down with the Sun by Jimmy Liggins, and, of course, the song which is in every blues jam, that is Tommy Tucker's High Heel Sneakers. In reference to those two brothers just playing, I'm definitely sure you guys could hear the difference between Joe Liggins and Jimmy Liggins' work. Jimmy Liggins with his crazy, wilder, like more T-Bone Walker, but with a tiny bit more gain-influenced guitar, versus Joe Liggins, which was a pretty rambunctious track, but still had those like harmonies from the, what do you call it, the woodwind section, from saxes and whatnot, that were lingering in the background, echoes and big draws from that swing influence. So it's up to you now, I guess, to decide which sound do you dig the most. To keep going on with our, as I did say at the beginning of the program, our blues in the school kind of vibe, our school session of the blues and what academics and what folklorists and collectors of the blues have been doing in their collections and releases of their field recordings have been doing for the blues and the work, I guess, around the academics of the blues and playing some of that stuff here on the program, we're going to jump to one of the people that I did say we were going to play. This is, of course, from the record, the what do you call Voices of the Mississippi Delta. I don't know, I did talk about it last year, but even still, the Voices of the Mississippi is a collection of the work and documentation of William Ferris. Now, William Ferris grew up in Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1942. Now, growing up, he worked on a farm and documented the music and the sounds around his where he lived in his local community. And the archive of recordings that he created and documentary films that he had produced and served as powerful tools of institutions of higher learning for decades later. I use it a lot actually as a resource when I do a lot of the planning for this program. So that's a very valuable. It's not just like a record, mind you. It's like a whole box set. But you can purchase that and check it out on Dust to Digital's website. They have it all up there. And the videos actually of the interviews and his interactions are actually all up there on YouTube as well. Some of them are. So definitely do go check it out. It's a really, really interesting treasure trove, an interesting resource. And it just goes to show you, you know, especially if you're a kid out there or you're an adult, forget it, who cares about age? If you got a recorder and you hear some crazy sounds going down in your neighborhood, go out there and record and document what's going on around you, fam. There's tons of great sounds out there just waiting to be listened to. And I'm sure the world will thank you for that. In fact, the world did thank him for this work and paid tribute to the artists who are recorded on this LP, including James Sun Ford and others as well, like, as you're about to hear, like Lovey Williams. They did pay tribute to them by winning the 2019 Grammy Award for Best Historical Album and Best Liner Notes. So to get things started off and to just dive into the coolness, I can't emphasize that enough, the coolness of this record and this box and collection, we're going to get things started off with a track called Cold Black Mare, recorded by Lovey Williams on this box set. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
That's a little piece. I like that Cold Black Mare. I'm going to holler that right quick. I ain't going to play it long. Yeah, I love that.
and tell her from another man. I got a cold black mama. Oh, Lord, how my heart can run. I got a cold black mama.
Welcome back. Once again, those last two tracks you just heard in that set was the Southland Hummingbirds, You Don't Know Like I Know. Previously, before that, was Cold Black Mare by Lovie Williams. Just to confirm and just to discuss a little bit on the subject, and I'm sure it's a question that's probably running through some of your minds as well, is what is the point of these kind of recordings, of field recordings such as these? How is it? Isn't it better, perhaps, to have them record it onto a proper record label and get that music distributed on onto the mainstream radio, and to give the artists the credit they deserve, rather than having them cooped up in academic box sets, which very few people, admittedly, in the record-buying public would buy? And to that point, I would say that is a quite a strong and convincing point. But therein lies a missing perspective here. That is the perspective of preservation. You see, in a lot of the cases, right, where you have blues musicians, like, for example, like Jim Jackson, which we heard earlier in the program, those old shellac records, most of them are gone and lost. If it wasn't for the work of folks at companies like Document Records, which emphasize and are built upon preservation of old music and the lost blues artists, if it wasn't for that and that kind of like going, which is very much academically geared in a sense, if it wasn't for that, their music and their work, it would be lost to the ages. Similarly, if it wasn't for records like this, we wouldn't be able to get a snapshot at the blues at a particular time. Let's make no mistake, the blues that started out with Robert Johnson was very different by the time we reached the 60s. And in keeping preservation documents like these and in actively going out and trying to record this stuff, right, before we get lost to strands of time, we are preserving that music and also keeping a document of where the blues has and where it's come from, such that we never lose track and get mired down from where in the newness of the genre. To make myself a little bit more clearer, I guess I'll let me rephrase it in terms of the social politics of the blues. I often fear sometimes when I see blues musicians go out there and play a really nice T-Bone Walker or a B.B. King lick. Sometimes I wonder, you know, when they play that lick, right, it's not so much about feeling, but do they understand where that lick comes from? The suffering that comes behind that lick, the generations of trauma that back that lick, that guitar line or that vocal line or those words, or don't shake those peaches if you don't shake my tree if you don't want those peaches. Those words, where does that come from? And I feel that sometimes the dangerous thing we as musicians, particularly as non-black musicians, have is when we listen to the blues, like, oh, this is a great lick. It vibes with me so hard. I love it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it all around tour. I'm going to go on tour and play this all day long. Is that we forget the pain that comes with it and the history and the turf that comes with what we play. And I think, personally, feel free to disagree and feel free to debate me on this. I think that documenting the blues and particularly where it came from and the field haulers, which Alan Lomax recorded, stuff like that shows the lineage from where it comes from, and as well as the pain that goes. And albeit not perfectly, I'll totally agree with you on that. That not a lot of these recording, folklorists do a good job of recording that history that well. But even still, it gives us a record of where it came from so that we never lose fact or never get, I guess, jaded by the glamour of the blues, such that we keep it real. And I think one of the best things about these document kinds of records and these, not just, I hate the fact that they're academic inclined because they're academically geared, because it should be for everyone and accessible to everyone, which is why I try to do the show like that. But one of the best things about these records is that it also contains interviews of these musicians. And in hearing these interviews, not like the typical pop interviews of, oh, who are your influences and all that sort of thing, but also just what are the everyday feelings of these musicians? What life did they lead? And where did they grow up? What conditions were there to produce the music that they played? To show that, we're going to go and jump to an interview, actually, from this box, Voices of the Mississippi. This is an interview that Will Ferris had with James' son Thomas. And we're going to hear that right now. Followed by that, we'll be playing a song by James' son Thomas that was included in the box set, but I could not get the version that was from the box set, so I had to play a different version. After this interview, that will be a James' son Thomas's record and his track called Cairo Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Do you ever think about you got to die someday?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever think about making a change? Or you already have made a change?
No, I think I'm doing a lot more thinking about it than doing it, actually.
Well, you ain't gonna be like the man in the South, I know. He was 40 years old, and he said he wasn't belong to church, and he said he was gonna juke 40 more years. And when he get 80 years old, he's gonna join church.
He died at 79.
He's still living. Still living. So maybe that's the way you is. You're gonna juke 50 years and then you're gonna join church. Some people wait until they get on the sick bed and join church. Well, they got to do a lot of praying then. Might be too sick to pray. Mm-hmm.